My guest today is Joan Rolfing. She's the President and Chief Operating Officer of the Nuclear Threat Initiative. Now, this is a not-for-profit organization that's been in business for nearly a decade here in town, originally funded by Ted Turner and on their board of directors, a very bipartisan organization with people like Senator Sam Nunn and Richard Lugar, working to make the world safer from the threat of WMD. Welcome, Joan.
Thank you very much, Randy. Pleased to be with you.
So tell our listeners, what has NTI done in the last 9 years to make this a safer world, particularly on the nuclear side?
Sure. So I would say first want to let your listeners know that we're actually an international organization. We have representatives from 10 different countries on our board of directors, and we like to consider ourselves nonpartisan. And we've been working to reduce the risk of use of nuclear, chemical, and biological weapons through a combination of methods, including projects out in the field, direct action projects to help show governments the way. And I'll give you a couple of examples. NTI helped remove some nuclear bomb-making material, actually highly enriched uranium, from a vulnerable research reactor in Belgrade, Yugoslavia, actually Serbia, early in our tenure. We've also helped launch cooperative regional programs for disease surveillance, working across borders in places like the Middle East and Southern Africa and Southeast Asia. So we've got projects in the field, and we combine that with our voice to raise awareness and show governments the way, how they could execute these projects on a larger scale, because governments really have the necessary resources and authority to make a significant change in reducing these threats.
I think what really sets you aside there is the fact that NTI is not just a think tank. You really go out and do stuff like policing up some of that loose nuclear material, which went a long way to make the world a lot safer. Joan, for many years, I have used one of NTI's videos in my graduate-level classes. It's called Last Best Chance, and I think that's still available if you go to NTI.org to get a copy of that. But it demonstrates that once terrorists get their hands on nuclear material, there are no good options. The key has to be to locate, lock down, and eliminate it beforehand is where we must focus our efforts. But that was a great video, and I understand now you have a new video you're just releasing. It's called The Nuclear Tipping Point. You had the premiere here in D.C. last week. A fabulous, fabulous piece of work. I got to tell you, Joan, when I first read the op-ed a couple of years ago in the Wall Street Journal by Kissinger and Nunn and Perry and George Shultz, I wasn't convinced of the argument. But, you know, I think it's too complex an argument for a 700-word op-ed. But when I sat down and watched this video, I walked away a believer. Tell us about Nuclear Tipping Point and tell our listeners how they can get their hands on it.
So Nuclear Tipping Point is a documentary that features George Shultz, Bill Perry, Henry Kissinger, and Sam Nunn in their own words and the evolution of their thinking, really hammering home the point that the nuclear threat has changed. It's not the old Cold War threat of nuclear exchange between the U.S. and what was then the Soviet Union. We really now need to focus on nuclear terrorism. And what they have said that was so astonishing to the world community and has really been a game changer, initially in an op-ed they wrote in the Wall Street Journal in 2007, is that this is my summary, we've lost control of the atom, and really the only thing we can do now to secure ourselves against the threat of nuclear terrorism and proliferation is to reduce the threat by taking a series of steps, ultimately leading to the elimination of nuclear weapons around the world. And they're much more eloquent in their telling of why this is so and explaining the threat. What's been remarkable is that it's a nonpartisan effort of these four leaders, and it's really been a game changer in terms of the state of the global debate. They've created a huge amount of political space and created significant momentum around the world with other governments and many other leaders. Two-thirds of the living former secretaries of state and defense and national security advisors in the U.S., many other former heads of state and current members of administrations around the world have joined them and are making a difference.
And the video is introduced by Colin Powell, who talks about his experience with nuclear weapons all the way from a second lieutenant up through a three-star general corps commander and then on as the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. That introduction is fabulous. And, you know, there'll be people out there that say, oh, this zero option, it doesn't make sense, it's naive or whatever. Well, I'll tell you what. If you're interested in national security, you should at least take the time to listen to their argument. I'll tell you, it changed my mind. How do they get a hold of it? It's a free copy. How do they get it?
So we'd love to share the movie. What they need, any listener who would like a copy of it, go to our film website, nucleartippingpoint.org, to order a free DVD.
NuclearTippingPoint.org. Joan, I want to thank you for your work, and congratulations, by the way. You're the new president there, I think, effective in January. You've been with NTI for about 9 years, doing a great job. Long career, State Department, Department of Defense, working on the Hill. Thank you for your work. Thank you for NTI, and especially thank you for Nuclear Tipping Point.
Randy, thanks so much. Pleasure to be with you today.